Hello, it's Baby Girl. And for those who are new to this podcast, my name is Gloria, and this is Why Are You Pressed? Your number one source for everything pop culture and relatable topics, and I also dissect popular and controversial topics. So get your teacups ready because it is hot and it's ready to be served. Point blank period. So today, guys, I'm literally so excited for this episode. Like, if you listen to the trailer or you watch the video, I mentioned that there's going to be a lot of guests on this podcast, and I have a lot of topics and a lot of guests actually lined up. And so for this episode, I have a guest sharing with me today. Enjoyed you know the topic and what we're going to be talking about, and we're definitely going to be giving the tea from various angles. So I'm going to let the person introduce himself and everything. So, welcome to this podcast. Hello.
Hi, my name is Tisha. Things about me.
Yeah, so like, just like some stuff, like what people should know and all of that.
I know. I'm a brand owner of LAD. Uh-huh. I just finished from Babcock University, computer technology. And then, what else? I'm just all about vibes, basically. That's just it. It's just vibes.
So I think it's vibes this episode.
Oh God, you know the vibes.
Oh, I know. I think it's vibes this episode. All right, we'll be waiting that. If you don't bring the vibes, then I won't upload this episode at all.
That's never possible.
So we're going to be talking about body count really matter. And there are a lot of people out there that don't know if you know what body count is or social. But anyway, body count is just the number of sexual partners one has slept with. So they slept with 100 people, 50 people. That's basically your body count. So what's actually body count?
What's my body count?
Yeah, what's your body count? Yeah.
I'm a virgin, purely virgin. I'm purely virgin. We don't do that here. I beg.
Okay. You know that I send like a lot of like topics to you to choose. Do not choose like tell me that all the topics I sent to a boring. Why?
This one because it's just going to get a lot of people's attention also. Because a lot of people are just like, does body count really matter? Uh-huh. It's just a number. But literally, it's not just a number. For real, but a lot of people say this, that. And then, you're having something to do with this person. And you just, some people just have, even knowing the person's name or something, just uh-huh. go to a party and then you just find out, you've done stuff with this person or you've, things like that, and then you just be like, bro, for real. But like, when it comes to guys, always like, some guys, they'll have like 20 and above as uh-huh. them. But like, when the girl has that same number, it's always like, it's a stereotype type shit. And yeah. then they're always like, kiniko. And then boys are always like, they're the ones entering. And stuff like that. Like, I'm just like, bro, it's just stereotype for real. Because if a girl has 20 and the boy has 20, it's all the same to me for real. But like, everybody's just like, almost 20 boys entered you. It's a lot different from you entering 20 different girls. But literally, it's the same. I don't know, Sha.
Anyway, yeah, you're actually right. I feel like a lot of men, when they hear that a girl has like a huge body count, they start like,
it's like a red flag. It's a red flag.
They're like, it's not. I start calling the baby sluts, like, it's sluts and all of that. It's like, why would you do this? Why would you do that? And like, they'll actually prefer someone to have a lower body count as one that has a higher body count. Right? That's the very mentality, though. A lot of men don't have sense. That's
Say love, man, don't have
Yes,
sex.
love and have sex. Okay, they have sex, don't be saying rubbish.
Let me just give you an example that I heard. You know, a key opens one door. But let's say 20 keys open that same door. What happens to the door? Like, do you understand what I'm trying to say?
Not really.
Like, if 20 keys are opening one door, or my door is bad, it's not safe.
Yeah.
But like, if this is that opens a lot of doors, that's a master key. Do you get what I'm saying?
I get
so like, that's why everybody is like, oh, it's different. It's different, like one key opening a lot of doors, trying new things on these different girls, but different keys into one hole, bro. That's wild. For real, it's wild. That's how everybody's just thinking, but in the real sense of it, it's all the same.
Okay.
It's just all the same.
And body count actually does really matter though. Like I don't feel like I'll be going around asking a guy what his body count is, but at the same time it's necessary to ask because of all these infections and STDs.
True that.
I cannot tell you're not gonna get HIV because of that. And you won't tell me, like something is wrong.
Oh God, because bro, you can't mommy, anybody may like if you have interaction with your boy. I don't want for you. Just a red flag. I feel they watch you from a distance, but bro, no matter how hot you are, bro, nah, that's it.
Just
you
very
know the
important.
Part that one, bro.
And like some guys would be like, like I can't just like someone or marry someone that has like a high body count and all of that because I'm like. That doesn't really mean as long as the person doesn't have like all these like infections and all of that, it's not
exactly. And then me, I just feel in a relationship here, you just have to know. Once you understand that this is this, it's just the number at the end of the day, and then it is her past. She's having a new beginning with you. If you guys are getting married, basically, she's having a new beginning with you. You get married to her, you're going to be the only person in code, only person she's meant to be having sex with. Do you get what I'm saying? So that kind of thing. Once you just start saying, oh, this thing, I just feel that once you know that this is the person and then you've been assured, you've been okay, assured that 100, this is the person, but I feel you should go for it because. Once you know that your red flags aren't there, everybody has red flags. Once you know your red flags aren't there, you know that this person is the person. You guys have been together for a while or something.
I think that a lot of these men, they're just like hypocrites, to be honest. Because you have a high body count, you're still shaming a woman for having a high body count. So I'm like, why are you so like blind to see all these things? Like,
But for real, when guys always like, oh, I have this number of body count. To me is wild, bro. To me is wild, though, because different things are happening out there.
You don't know what it is.
So, I said, you don't know what's going on for real, because some ladies are doing the most, and you're just trying to enjoy yourself. You enjoy yourself with STD. And then you're saying, okay, I just did this one. You're feeling yourself, bro. At the end of the day, you don't carry infection. Like, it's just like cruise to Amor, just be that kind of thing. And then I'm like, you just guys be careful. Know what they do. Like, sometimes if you're even running it, use protection, take precautions, things like this. Because if you're just on the rampage, that rampage will make you bring Johnny home. The rampage will make you bring Johnny home. Because, for real, just have to be wise. Maybe like just be wise, basically. That's just it.
Like, sex is good. A lot of people enjoy having sex, and with a lot of people, but like
a lot of people like a lot of sexual things.
Mm-hmm.
This world is full of sexual tension.
Mm-hmm.
That's just it. This world is full of sexual tension. So people just want to have sex just because, oh, this one. This person has had sex just because at the end of the day, you just end up in, like, some people know that once they start, they can't stop. Mm-hmm. You get, they just go on one mass rampage, but like, they're just like, fuck it. For real, fuck it. Like, let's just go. And then that's how you just see things going like that.
Yeah. I can't really like share someone for having a lot of sex. Like, your body's just like, don't really want you to do. I feel like a lot of people like just like don't understand what being a slut or being a prostitute is. Like, you having sex with a lot of people doesn't make you a slut. Like, a slut is not someone that have sex for money. And like, if you're not having sex for money, you're not a slut. So I don't get, like, make it make sense. Like a lot of men, like I said, they don't have sense because they don't think before they sleep. They just say nonsense.
Don't fucking kill me, but like, the thing is that the difference between, I'm just saying, no, the difference between, oh, a slut, like a proper escort, and a babe, like, that has things with guys, have sex around guys, is that sluts do escorts, that's their means of livelihood. The other babes, they just DJ, you get.
I guess.
They just DJ, so allow them to DJ. But at the same time, it's small on the low. That's what I tell you. Because, bro, and then me, I feel that if you're even doing anything, just do it on a low. They don't have to let anybody know, that kind of thing. Because once your whole piece outside, you just get a lot of things, you don't want to hear. So just keep your shit on the low between you and the person you're burning it with.
As a baby, that's shame. They want to say it and they don't care about what people say. Sure.
Or more, don't kiss and tell. If you kiss and tell, you won't chop the coochie as long as you want. That's just the thing, I'll tell you.
Like, it's just weird. Like, people just come on the internet and tell us their business. I just had sex. It was so good. Like, how is that business? Keep that with yourself. I'm the person you're sleeping with. Like, I don't get it.
Like, honestly, some people feel it's one mother's achievement, but or more. But
people are having good sex, but it's not our business, though. Like, it's not our business.
Now your business, keep your shit to yourself, because people out there don't want the best for you on guy.
Like, it's not everyone on social media that is your friend. Like, don't everyone this. Why are you telling us your stuff?
For real, I haven't lied to you. For real, on guy. I haven't lied to you. Not everyone is your friends. For real. You know what you're doing. Mokoton shit. For real.
Before we like continue, I'm going to play a game. Mm-hmm.
You're going to play what?
A game.
Alright, bet.
Are you ready?
No, I'm down.
It's titled, How Well Do You Know Your Father's Land?
How well do I know my father's land?
Yes, how well do
you know? Nigeria.
Of course, now where are you from again?
Okay.
Current affairs. 10 questions, 5 marks.
It's enough, 5 marks.
Yes,
it's like a quiz type sheet. Don't fucking kill me.
So, you only have 10 seconds to answer it, and I'm only repeating the question once. So, you ready?
Alright.
Are you ready?
Alright, bet.
Okay, first question. Sing the second stanza of the national anthem.
Second, oh God, creation, Director Nobukos. God, he does not say anything, you know. There's no time for all of that, but I shall know it.
You know it. You didn't even say everything correctly. You know it.
What'd you say?
You didn't even say everything correctly. You know it.
I said, oh God of creation, direct our noble cause, guide our leaders' rights. Help our youth to know in love and honesty to go and live in just and true. Great love, theater 10, to build the nation where peace and justice shall reign.
All right, love for yourself.
What'd you say?
Love for yourself.
It's not clap for yourself.
Second question. How many ethnic groups do we have in Nigeria?
They love ethnic groups, but there are three major ethnic groups. Huh? What am I saying? Three major ethnic. Yoruba, Igbo, Hausa.
Time is up.
I said Yoruba, Igbo, Hausa.
And that's the major two ethnic groups. Well, how many? We have 250 ethnic groups in Nigeria.
I said there are a lot of ethnic groups. I don't know. I said no Yoruba, Igbo, Hausa. There's Efik, they're different. Well, Yoruba, Igbo, Hausa. Those are the three major. That's why I said major.
Something you did in social studies. Kind of.
Almost social studies is back then.
Third question. Blue in the Nigerian police flag represents what?
Blue in the Nigerian police flag
represents what?
Oma, I don't know. Fuck the police. I swear.
Fuck so, yeah, this podcast now. I search for you and come arrest.
What did you say?
You hear this podcast now and you search for you and come and arrest you.
Nah, No, I don't give a shit. I don't know what the blue stands for.
So it stands for love, loyalty, and unity.
Fuck it. Who are they loyal to? They're not loyal to anything. It's crazy.
Fourth question. Who was the first Senate president of Nigeria?
First Senate President. Nnamdi Azikiwe. Is it Nnamdi Azikiwe or?
Yeah, Nnamdi Azikiwe.
Yeah.
I'm getting it. There's cash prize here. 1 million.
It's in a cash prize.
1 million.
Oh, yeah. Don't fucking kill me. Yeah, no.
Fifth question. What is the largest city in Nigeria?
Largest city in Nigeria. Is it Ibadan or
Lagos?
Lagos. Lagos is the state.
It's a city. Okay, maybe we can see that.
Lagos is a state, not a city. Ikeja is the city.
Okay.
It's Ibadan City, Ikeja City.
All right.
Lagos is a state. Oyo is the state. Jesus.
All right. I
get it.
Sixth question.
How many questions?
10 questions now.
Say less.
Sixth question. Which state has the highest percentage of contribution to oil revenue in Nigeria?
Highest what?
I thought I wasn't going to repeat the question.
You said once.
Which state has the highest percentage of contribution to oil revenue in Nigeria?
FCT.
Wrong.
Abuja.
Wrong.
I'm answering.
Delta.
Yeah, from Delta State of you.
No.
Man, no. They say you are proud.
No. I'm Yoruba.
Yeah, Yoruba.
Yep.
Don't fucking kill me.
Ow.
I swear I didn't know that. I know.
What's the motto of the Nigerian police?
Motto of the Nigerian police.
Yes.
Ah, Rewind. I said, fuck the police. I don't give a fuck about the police. I'm
it's like, a very common one, though. It's everywhere. What's the motto of the Nigerian police?
Say, stop there, stop there. I don't know, I swear.
The police are your friend, though.
They are not our friends. They are not my friends.
That's the motto of your friend, actually.
They are not my friends. All
right. What does the red eagle on the Nigerian coat of arms depict?
Oh, you're taking back to social studies.
Yes, now. You should know all this.
Ah. No, be like that. I study Kenya. My time is up. I don't know.
Your time is up. You don't know. Okay. Strength.
Oh, the eagle.
No, lion.
The eagle. Oh, fuck.
The ninth question, second to the last. Where is the Kanji Dam in Nigeria located?
What?
Kanji Dam in Nigeria. Where is it located?
Kanji Dam. Where did they get your questions from, Alice? Kanji Dam. One more.
Time's up.
I don't know.
Niger.
Niger. Come.
The last question.
Finally. Oh, God.
What's the state of origin of the president of Nigeria?
State of origin.
And where's Barry from now? You should know.
Barry. They talk say Barry don't die like 1986 now. I don't know.
We don't know. Time's up.
It's a Hausa. It's a Hausa. My son is Hausa. Kanu.
No.
I don't know. My time is up.
It's on Castina.
It's a Husky inside.
Go back to
the Marco down one.
Go back to school.
Not so.
Yeah. Anyway. You did some with the high body count.
We like this one with the high body count.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my, it depends.
How?
It depends, bro. Because, bro, just guys, get jump. It depends on the people she has been with, I guess. I don't know. That's a tough question.
I feel like I can do, but it just depends on if you do have like all the infections. Like, you need to get tested. I'll take you to a doctor. Let's check you.
True that. But some people can lie about body counts. So.
That's the thing they used to lie. Like, no matter, like. That's the thing they used to like.
So if they tell me, say your body count now one or more, but in the real sense of it, it's like 30 or something.
I thought before I've been sexy, so I need to like get the person tested. And some people have like all these infections and they won't say anything. I'm like, why are you not speaking?
They don't want to die alone.
That's the thing. And they'll go to hellfire because of that. God is going to punish them.
Oh God! Let me answer your question now.
Which question?
Yeah. Can you date someone with a high body count, but just needs to get tested? I mean.
Yes, need to get tested.
But yeah, you can marry somebody with a high body count too.
Of course, just get yes, to have infection. That's the thing.
Oh yeah.
Like that.
You will hear my opinions about does it matter? Like, tell me what's your opinion on it.
I feel like body count does really matter, to be honest. Like I've been saying, as long as you have any infection, that's because your life and sex is good and you enjoy it. So,
what's your own body count?
Zero, nothing. Zero.
Okay.
Woman of God.
What?
Woman of God. So, zero.
You're probably repping me because. I said zero, so.
Oh, see this one.
I said zero.
Nah.
Virgin since 01.
Yeah, virgin since 00.
You know the verbs, oh God. And not, no cap. None of that shit is happening here. What's that?
Keep your private parts to yourself. Avoid me. They'll bring you. So we'll go to a different segment. A different game. Are you ready? It's not that
bad. But...
Facts or opinions? So I'll tell you something, and you tell me if it's a fact or opinion. Are you ready?
I bet.
One, men are scum.
Yo, it's an opinion.
It's an opinion.
It's an opinion. Yes.
A lot of men are scum, not all, sure, but a lot have come.
One, that's why it's an opinion. That's what you all think. Right. If men are scum, that means your father is one too, so.
Like, okay. Broke people should date one another.
What?
Broke people should date one another.
It's an opinion.
An opinion? Why?
Amorized by lifting others.
No, if you are broke, don't come near me, please.
I feel it one another. Somebody guys day up somewhere, come bring me, join them. Or I guys day up somewhere, I go bring them, join me. That kind of thing. So it's an opinion, not a fact.
We can't be broke together. For me, sure, we can't be broke together. You need to have it. Bring the money. I bring the money.
That's what I said. It's an opinion, not a fact. Broke people shouldn't be dating each other. Why are you broke? Hustle.
Yeah. Third one. Love at first sight doesn't exist.
Oh, more. Love at first sight. It depends on what you are love. Because you can love the face, the ass, the boobs, anything. So it's possible. You can love the ass at first sight, but not the person or the personality. So I don't know what that says.
It's like
you
just lost. Not love is lost. You're lost in the person.
Love. You shall love something.
Okay.
Next question. I'll be next statement.
School is a scam. School is a scam.
Facts! 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 Fucking facts.
Are you going to use your degree? I started.
I'm going to use my degree, but bro, school is a fucking scam. Because, bro, it's a fucking scam. I won't even lie. Don't go to school, kids.
Oh, go to school, though.
Almost school has come at the end of the day, bro. Not just to get the degree. Not just to keep that degree for house.
That's
school's
fair.
A fucking scam. What?
Fuck! There's one that needs that degree, though. So, at times, school is a scam, but at the same time, still go to school. But if you don't make
go to school, bro. School has come. Go to school, bro. School has come.
I don't know if I'm going to use my degree, though. I don't know about that one, sure.
What are you studying?
ILD.
Where? Babcock?
Yeah.
And you're entering your final year still?
No. I'm doing a last
400.
Year. I graduated last year.
Last year or this year?
Last year.
For real?
Yep.
That's crazy. big vibes. So you're not using your degree?
I don't know. I may not.
What do you want to do with it then? Social work, you want to be a politician.
I have no politics, no.
Oh, you can do this content creation thing, start from somewhere, I don't know. It's all on you, your guy.
Where life takes me as I go.
But you have to know where you're going.
Yeah.
My life can take you anywhere, but do you want to go that place or that? Yeah.
I have plans.
Just like,
I don't think it really
five year plan.
Yes, please. Doesn't involve my degree at the moment. Yeah.
Okay.
I want to be a billionaire at the moment. That's my dream. Get that billion.
Get the billions. That's why it's Gloria Billions.
Yeah. Where did you get that from?
You work for it. It doesn't come to you like that on the platform.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, exactly. Pounds and dollars.
All right. Next statement.
Beware of women.
Sharafobia.
Yeah, sharafobia. Yeah. Should you?
Beware of women. Ah, they are wicked.
Not all. Even men are more wicked than women. So.
What'd you say?
Even men are more wicked than women. We're very nice people.
Ah!
We can't do harm at all.
Ah! And now you lie. No.
I only speak facts.
That's cap.
No cap here.
Alright. What's that? Sure, I'll be real.
No, don't listen.
Sure, I'll be real. You guys, on guys.
Beware of men.
Be careful.
If I start to
tell you stories, we're not going to finish yet. Don't worry.
Next one. Breast is better than ass.
Ah, mommy, I'm an ass guy, so. Nayas, but the booze guys will say, you know, if you rest on top, yes, but if you rest on top, yes, but when they hold, oh my, I don't know whether that is an opinion. It's an opinion.
Okay.
An opinion.
Yep. So, food tastes good.
I don't know that. It's an opinion because I never take into food, so.
Yes.
That's why.
The way for that top you said that big bomb bomb.
And did he give you big bomb bomb?
Oh my goodness, not this.
What did you say?
We're not going to speak about this on this podcast.
Oh, why not? Did he give you big bomb bomb? Went to pop call. Did he give you big bomb bomb?
He didn't give, I don't think he gave anyone big bomb bomb actually.
Did he give you? You heard the rumor and you were eating it back to back.
He didn't give me.
Why are you laughing? You know, okay, let's just dead it there.
Okay. Next one. Twitter is a toxic app. Mm-hmm.
Oh God, Twitter is toxic.
Yeah,
for people, it is toxic. You cannot handle Twitter. No, don't come. For real.
That's the thing. A lot of crazy things happen on that app every day.
Oh God, I'm even lying to you.
What's going on?
A lot of Twitter. Oh my. Even Buju and Ruga, they still did band on top.
Are you serious?
I swear. Ruga was calling Buju Fatty Bom Bom.
Oh my God, I saw that. Oh Jesus. That's
crazy. It's crazy, I haven't learned.
Next one. Money can buy happiness.
Oh, mom. Spend on me. Come to me, my love. No.
You can't spend
on me,
happy. I need money to be
spent. Money can buy happiness. So. But can it?
It can. I'll be happy if I have money in my bank account. Just send me millions of naira or dollars. I'll accept it. I'll be happy.
Omo, you can. Me, I know some billionaires that when they first made their billions, they were not happy. Like, Omo, but money feel bad happiness, so.
Yeah, it does.
It feel bad happiness, so. It depends on what you're looking for. So, I didn't know. Be.
Stay in this country alone, I'm not happy.
When
I get money, I'll be happy.
When you get home,
like, stay in this country alone, I'm not happy. So, if I get money, I'll be happy. Like,
oh, not to leave this country,
yeah, that's gold. Never come back. Bye
bye. Oh, man, bro, everybody just wants to leave.
The guy should pay on the first day.
The guy she paid on the first day.
Mm-hmm.
It depends. If I invite you over, like, for dinner, I think I should pay.
Like, obviously, the guy that would be the shit.
Exactly. I feel that I should pay. And every man has an ego, so your man ego won't allow the girl to pay, that kind of thing. Do you get it? But at the same time, some people know sense, so if the babe wants to pay, she can.
If you're telling me to pay and you invited me, I'll pay
about it. I won't tell you to pay if I invited you. If I invited you, that means I know what I'm doing or more. Because it's not like you planned for it. You just, I just told you and then.
That's the thing. Some guys just take like girls to like places where they, like, they don't have their money for you. Like, okay, so it's like a very high class place. I don't have the money to press the person.
That just take her to a calm place. It doesn't have to be extra. You guys have your phone, have your chill, and then leave. That's just it. Don't do past yourself, or else you go wash plates. I swear. And again, girls carry vex money, so in case the guys lie, nothing safe. You go pay. Well, men or women, or if you did come out anytime, somebody invites you out, always have your vex money.
Mm-hmm.
Always have your vex money. Don't think, say, somebody got you. Not only you got yourself.
That's the thing. So don't date broke guys. That's the thing. If you are broke, just don't avoid that person because they don't need to.
Unlike posts attract.
Unlike what? No. I can't be attracting a book guy. Like, no.
Unlike posts attract.
Nah.
Like posts repel. It's science.
No.
I'm just saying it's science.
I'm listening to right now. I am good. Like, oh, I'm interested in you, please. Maybe you should get money.
You lost. Should be interested in Gloria because she has money.
Okay.
If you God see her outside, just be la for
real. And God will provide. That's the most
important. Just be la.
Or you can build if she actually has money. I've seen it.
Seen what?
Yeah, money. Don't lie.
Just fuck with LAD. That's just all I tell you. All
right, fuck with that, guys.
That's just it.
Next one. Having the best friend of the opposite gender is fine while in a relationship.
What?
Having a best friend of the opposite gender is fine while in a relationship.
I see, it's just understanding. Most you don't understand yourself. Okay. And boundaries, I feel that with the Juliet, but the kind of things bestie they do now, they do my bestie. I just sure out. That's what I tell you.
Nothing may be good. If the person is the guy or the girl, because you have nothing to worry about as long as nothing is going
on. Oh, God, for real. Sometimes still sure out. I don't see how soon.
Sometimes things are going on and going on, but most times. Last one. Going through your partner's phone is normal.
No trial.
Even though something is up, you can try it. So.
Don't I feel that just leave it, don't pry. What you don't know doesn't hurt you, because
if you have evidence, you're 100% sure something is up, that person is cheating on you or is doing one kind, check it.
Let it play. You don't need to be prying. Let it play.
You can pry.
One day it go end. If it's meant to end, it will end.
No. Because that's not like people
that
I feel like so terrible that something is
going on.
I'm cheating on
you. I just feel that everybody has privacy. You just have to respect. Okay, if we're dating now and then I go through your phone, bro, behind your back.
Yeah, I understand that, obviously.
And then, if I now see something, maybe you're cheating on me, I'll now blame you. If right in front of, like, after I've checked,
you don't need the evidence that the person is cheating on. There's no evidence. You're just speaking on.
But if I catch you in my eyes, you can't sleep on back in, bro. Let me just keep quiet.
Yeah. So there's something I saw about this body count. And I'm going to read it. What was the first one? Okay. Some with 50 plus body count before marriage will definitely cheat during marriage.
Somebody with 50 plus body count
before marriage will definitely cheat during marriage.
Ah,
that's a lie.
If it should be a lie, child, but at the same time, you know, say you don't, you don't, but at the same time, it's just what you believe in. Like, if it's just discipline at the end of the day, so it can be an opinion, it's not fact,
it's an opinion, child.
It's an opinion, it's an opinion. It's not like it's proven, so it's still an opinion.
Next one is love will be with the body counts because none of my niggas can say the easier the addest. That's
what
love beach. Blessing, oh god, blessing, blessing. Love beach, love the beach with low body counts. None of my niggas can say the easier the addest.
Love bitch, nobody counts.
Makes sense.
What?
Love a bitch with nobody counts. None of my niggas can say the issue of the address. I'm like, what?
Love a bitch with a nobody count. None of my niggas can hit with the hardest.
I mean, it doesn't make sense to
me. It doesn't make sense to me because killing so.
I think it's expensive that it don't body count because his friends have like had sex with the person.
Rewind, what'd you say?
Like, I think it's better to say that he likes sex with someone that has low body count because his friends can't see that he had sex with the person.
Maybe.
It doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense to me, sir. So I know if you answer, I know if he's talking down. I don't know that.
What else? Not dating a girl because of her body count is a very valid reason. I don't even need an explanation.
More at the same time, what you believe in, if that's what you believe in, but I don't think it's a valid reason. If you feel that, or more, this person, because body count doesn't just come like that. It's later when you guys go deep. That's when you guys talk about deep shit like that. Mm-hmm. So if you're already liking the person and you just say, oh, this is my body count, and then it doesn't work like that, sir. The feelings don't just off. No be switch.
Actually, like that. Conversation.
What'd you say?
I said, it actually depends on the conversation.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. It's just what you believe in. It depends on what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Jeez. Exactly.
Yep. Yeah.
What?
Everything just say about things.
Oh God.
Okay. So, ask the question: does body count really count in 2022? And Sarah replied, it really does. Your chances of satisfying your partner with 120 counts is less than zero.
Or more. Some people even start counting their body count with,
are you
with
talking?
Oh, this person like with their satisfaction. So you had sex with them, but you didn't satisfy them. You're not counted as a body count. So that's people's different opinion. So if someone is telling you they have 4 body counts, but in the true sense of it, they have like 10, but the remaining 6 don't count because Omar, it was blah.
Yeah.
It doesn't actually count.
Mm-hmm. I feel like that's the end of the episode. Jeez. actually enjoy this episode. Did you?
I got you always. It's fun. It was nice. It was nice being on the episode as a guest. So
thanks for
appreciate it.
Yeah. So there's one thing I do on this like podcast before the episode ends, and that's called for the press playlist. So you mention a song that you like and all that, recommend the song.
What? I should mention the song that I like.
Yeah, just like recommend it. Yep.
The song that I like, Terminito.
I actually like the song.
You don't like the song?
I actually like the song.
Exactly. My banana. Control my banana. Show me power, Monikuwa. Let me lose my last. Chima like a, chima like a. Don't ask me about cause you dey amaze, you dey amaze me. Your body amazing. Don't be late. Don't keep me waiting. Don't procrastinate. Terminator. Don't get agreements. So no terminating. I'm gonna bum. No, it's actually a nice song. Ashake is always on point with this. Yeah, just has the vibes. Oh God.
Tell music career soon.
What'd you say?
Tell music career.
I should start a music career.
Yeah.
I better go.
And be your manager.
I don't get talent. I can't sing for shit.
Okay.
I just clown a lot. Nothing like that.
Well, right. So that's the end of the episode. And if you enjoyed it, I hope you did. I'd like to know your opinions, your thoughts about the episode, with podcasts in general. So just send a DM on Instagram or click on the bio on the Instagram page, send a voice message and record, and I'll definitely reply. And if you're watching the video, there's no video button. But anyway, I'll see you next week, Wednesday.